This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, an estimated 160,000 people in Gaza now face going hungry as the escalation of violence in the occupied Palestinian territory and across the border into Israel continues into its second week, the UN World Food Programme, WFP, said on Tuesday. In addition to seeing that they get enough to eat, another priority for the agency's country director in Palestine, Samer Abdul-Jaber, is making sure that his aid team stays safe because they're inside the enclave where airstrikes are continuing too, as he explains to UN News' Daniel Johnson.
We're estimating that so far the number of people that are in need are around 160,000 people. We have to be cautious with this figure because this is on top of the existing people that we are supporting as WFP. Gaza, people in Gaza have already been going through a food security crisis. We estimate that 2 out of 3 people are in need for food assistance. So with the current escalations, it's just adding to the needs and the situation on the ground.
The World Health Organization said earlier today that it reckons Gaza medical facilities have about 1 month's medical supplies. How much food is there? How many weeks of food are there in Gaza at the moment?
Yeah. According to the local authorities, there are wheat flour, for example, and commodities for up to 2 months. However, we need to differentiate that the access to the market is a bit of a challenge. We started seeing that vegetables and basically fresh produce are not reaching the markets and inflating the prices at the shops because the farmers are not able to get to their lands.
So how do you help people?
So WFP, we were able to launch what we call our electronic voucher platform. We know that there are around, at the moment, 40-something thousand people located in 50 UN shelters, but also many have been displaced to where their families and relatives are. We've been able to reach most of the people, around 51,000 figure that we put on the press release, where with electronic vouchers, they would go to the nearest shop to where they are, and they would be able to redeem the value for food, basically.
And how much does the World Food Programme need? How much are you appealing for the next 3-6 months?
So we are in need to respond to the increasing needs due to the current emergency. WFP needs around $14 million for the emergency assistance over the, like I said, 3 months. However, this figure is on top of an additional $31 million that WFP needs to be able to continue providing regular assistance to more than 435,000 people vulnerable in Gaza, West Bank, for the next 6 months.
Now, assuming you get this support, you're going to need to get into Gaza. And today it was announced that the Israeli authorities had opened the Kerem Shalom crossing in the south of Gaza. The northern crossing, Erez crossing, isn't open yet. How is your access to Gaza?
So we have a team. A big portion of my staff is actually based in Gaza. They are living what everyone is living, the situation that people are living. Some of them have been displaced, but at the same time, they're here to support beneficiaries and the people we serve. We have been coordinating with other agencies and partners today the access to Kerem Shalom crossing. Unfortunately, last minute, it was cancelled, so we could not get in the commodities that we were planning to get in.
With the ongoing violence and attacks, aerial attacks and rocket fire from Gaza into Israel, you must be very fearful for yourself and your teams, your international and local staff. Maybe you could describe how big your teams are and whether everybody is safe.
All my staff are safe at the moment. We have around 22 WFP staffers there in Gaza. They're all safe. Some have been displaced, but staying with their families and relatives.
And in Jerusalem, where you are?
We're safe.
Great. And over to the West Bank, the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs was saying that there's ongoing demonstrations there and violence. Are you also involved in the West Bank?
So part of my operation is actually in the West Bank. We have not yet seen any disruption in terms of our operations. During Ramadan, we supported extra 60,000 people. So the total in West Bank we support is around 150,000 people. They received their assistance earlier in May, and basically we're planning for the June distribution cycle and monitoring the situation closely, of course.
Before you called for emergency aid, what was the World Food Programme doing in terms of development in the occupied Palestinian territory?
WFP has been operating an access approach in West Bank and Gaza. We have been providing food security, food assistance to people that are food insecure, and that's part of my humanitarian work. But we've been working with the local authorities to make sure that, let's say, rehabilitation of the social safety net platforms are there, make sure that there is policies for the inclusion of disabled and elderly in the social protection system. We have been also supporting household level agriculture projects like aquaponics and hydroponics, where instead of giving a people a food basket or an electronic voucher, we're giving them assets that they can grow their own food produce.
Can you maybe just finally describe to me what it is like, what you're hearing from your team in Gaza at the moment? I mean, are they actually able to do their work? Are they? It must be very, very difficult when there's such insecurity.
It is very difficult. I have to say it's a very resilient team. We are supporting them with every means we can. Many of the things that they need to be done so that the operation moves on, we're supporting them with the teams outside Gaza to make sure that at least they focus on what they have to do on the ground.